The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
In Megillas Esther, Perigimel states as follows. Achar advorim ha'eila gidla melech ha'chashveris es homon ben andoso ha'gogi. After these things took place, the king Ahasuerus went and he raised up and made great Haman, who was the son of Hamdoso, who was Agogi, from Agog. And he made his throne, his chair, greater than all of the other officers and ministers that were with him. וכול עבדי המלך אשר בשער המלך קורים ומשתחווים להומון כי כן סיבו לאי המלך ומודחי לא יכרה ולא ישתחווה. All of the servants of the king that were in the gates of the all of the servants of the king that were in the gates of the king bowed down to Haman, because this is what the king has commanded. Mordechai would not bow, or would he kneel? And then it states, "Vayar Haman ki ein Mordechai kerei mishtacha velei vayimolei Haman chemo," and this made Haman very, very angry. By Vakesh Homon Lehashmi des Kola Yehudi Mashe Bohol Mahus Ahashveris Amodechoi. And Homon wanted to destroy all of the Jews which were in the kingdom of Ahashveris, the nation of Mordechai. And incidentally, these were all of the Jews in the world, because Ahashveris reigned, the Gemara says, Misefa Elamat Seifa, from one end of the world to the other. So from here we see two points. Firstly, Haman was Agogi. He was from Agog. Agog was the king of Amalek. So therefore he was a descendant from Amalek. Secondly, we see that Haman wanted to destroy all of the Jews in totality. Later on, the Megillah itemizes Lahashmid, Lahareg, Lahabed, to completely annihilate all of the Jews, Ish v'Isha, man and woman, Taf v'Zokein, young ones, old ones. Now, from the other aspect, in Parsha Zohar, at the end of Parsha Bishalach, the Torah tells us that when Amalek came, Vayovo Amalek Vayilochem Yisrael Berefidim, to wage war against Israel after they had come out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Vayimar Hashem al Meisha. Hashem said to Meisha, "Save zeis zikorin ba'sefer v'sim ba'oznei Yoshua. You shall write this down as a remembrance in the sefer, in the book, and you should place this in the ears of Yeshua." That I will completely eradicate the remembrance of Amalek from beneath the heavens. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki yod al keis ko, I raise my hand above my throne to take an oath, Milchoma l'Hashem ba'amolek midor dor, that I shall wage war with Amalek in every generation until he is completely eradicated, which will be in the times of the Melech HaMashiach b'meir HaVyamim. So we see from the other aspect that just like Haman wanted to eradicate and annihilate all of the Jews of the world, and he was from the Zera Amalek, the seed of Amalek, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to eradicate and annihilate the entire nation of Amalek, mitachas hashemayim, from beneath the heavens. Now this, both of these things, we do not find by other nations. We do not find where other nations wanted to totally annihilate Israel. The Gemara says even Pare. Says that was Me'abdus L'Cherush. He wanted to enslave Israel, but not to annihilate them. This was Mimovas L'Chaim. Haman, on the other hand, wanted to totally annihilate them. And the same from the aspect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do not find by HaKadosh Baruch Hu where he wants to annihilate a total nation. Even by the Zayin Umayis, the seven nations that occupied Eretz Yisrael, there, those nations that wanted to run away could. And there were other conditions given. So this needs explanation. Let's see if we can understand some of this better this evening. We said that the source of Haman, if we look into his lineage, was Agog, king of Amalek. Amalek was ben b'nei shel Esau, grandson of Esau. But if we trace them back, we go back further as to where their source is, if we go into this in depth. The Gemara brings him a Masechta Techulin, on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Omed Beis, right near the end of the Masechta. The Gemara says, Haman min hatera minayim. Such a powerful individual that could threaten the entire nation of Israel must have some source where he is mentioned in the Torah. Even though he lived after the Torah, this took place after the Churban Bayis Rishon, the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, when we were in Golus, before returning to Eretz Yisrael for the second Beis HaMikdash. But still there must be some remes, some source, even if it's just an abstract or vague source of the Torah, of such a powerful person and such a calamity that's about to come to the world. So the Gemara says, yes, there is a source. Haman min hatera minayin hamin ha'etz. The Gemara quotes a posuk, which is in Bereishis. It is Bereishis Gimel. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Adam HaRishon, the first man, and he asked, did you eat from the tree? Did you eat from the tree which I commanded you not to eat? This is in Bereishis Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayemer
Mihigid lochoki erum oto. They concealed themselves because they realized that they were naked. Hashem said, "Who told you this?" Hamin ha eitz asher tzivisicha levilti achol mimeno acholto. Did you eat from the tree which I commanded you not to eat from? The word hamin, from the tree, spells exactly homon. Here we have a remes in the Torah. Here we have where the Torah mentions that there will be such a powerful individual by the name of Haman. Now, we see from here, and this the Maralmi Prague brings out, that the midah, the quality of Haman, and the keach, and the power of Haman, is that similar of that Hamin ha'etz, that tree, the tree that Adam and Chava, the first man and woman, were commanded not to eat from, and similar to the Nochash HaKadmoni, the ancient serpent that enticed them to eat from the Eitz Asher Tzivisicha Levilti Ochel Minem, eat from the tree that Hashem commanded them not to eat from. So if we want to trace Haman back to the seed of Amalek, to the seed of Esav, goes back to the tree that they were commanded not to eat from, and they did through the serpent. Now this is something that we have to give more thought to. This tree and this serpent we have to realize that that episode was not speaking merely about something that happened to a man and a woman, but it's actually speaking about something which happened to a whole world. Because Adam and Chava, the first man and woman, were the whole world at that time. That was the total population of the world. And the Torah relates in Perig Beis, Pasuk Ches and Tes, it states, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden Bikedem. Hashem planted a garden in Eden to the east, Vayosem Shom Esodem Asher Yotzor. And there he placed man, which he had created. Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim Min Adoma Kol Eitz Nechmod Lemare Tov Lemachol. And Hashem planted there every possible beautiful tree that was beautiful to look at and good to eat. And in the center of the garden, he planted a tree which was called Eitz HaChaim, the tree of life. Eitz HaDa'as Tevaro. And then there was another tree, and that was called the Eitz HaDa'as Tevaro. The English translation would be Das, we would say, would mean something like knowledge, to know. Tevaro, good and evil. So this is what Hashem did in the early part of creation, placed man in the garden, and in the garden Hashem planted all beautiful trees which were good to look at and good to eat. And in the center of the garden was the Eitz HaChaim, the tree of life. And then there was another tree, the Eitz HaDa'as Tevaro. And then in Pasuk Tes Vov and Tes Zayin, Vayikach Hashem Elokim Asadam Ainaichehu Began Eden Le'ovdo L'Shomro. Hashem took man and he put him in this garden in order to serve the garden and to guard it. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Al Adam Le'mor. And Hashem commanded man to say, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Seichel, you may eat from all of the trees of the garden, but Me Eitz Hadas Tomero Leishochal Mimen, but you shall not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Kiviyem Acholchu Mimenu, because on the day that you will eat from it, most tamus, then you will surely die. What do we see? We see there were two trees of particular significance amongst all of the trees of the garden. There was one tree which was called the Eitz HaChaim, the tree of life, and that was Bisei Hagon. Toch means, Rashi brings Emtza, in the very center of the garden. And then there was another tree, the Eitz Hadas, and that tree was capable of bringing death. The day you shall eat from that, you shall surely die. Again, this doesn't mean that it was capable of bringing death to Adam. This means this was capable of bringing death to the whole world, because they were the world. The Chazal tell us, the sages tell us, what was the Eitz HaChaim? This represented the Torah. Eitz HaChaim zu Torah. Ukirchsiv Eitz HaChaim hilam achazikim bo. As it states that the Torah is a tree of life for those who uphold it, for those who support it. Therefore it was in the middle of the garden, because something in center represents two things, two principles. First of all, something in the center represents what's yosher, which is perfectly straight. Anything that deviates a little right or a little left of center is a deviation from the perfection. See? The norm is always right in the center. That is called yosher. Once something goes a little to the right or a little to the left, this is a netiya min ha-yosher. This is no longer yosher, this is no longer perfectly balanced. And this is a kilkul. This is crooked. Secondly, the center always represents strength and kiyum, something which is long lasting. This is what the center represents. And that's why we find that later on, Pasuk Chof Beis, Gimel Chof Beis, that after Adam did eat from the Eitz Hadas, so there HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Va'ato pen yishlach yodeh v'lakach gam me'etz ha'chaim v'ochal v'chai le'olam." We must banish him from the garden, he and Chava, lest they eat from the tree of life and they will live forever. Because this tree, which was in perfect center, this represented kiyum, everlasting life. On the other hand, the Eitz HaDas, Teva Ra, Das in Hebrew, in Loshon HaKodesh, means chibur, to bond oneself. Eitz HaDas Tovara means a tree which would give a person the ability to bind himself not only to good, but also to evil. Das is a wisdom. But it's a wisdom that gives a person an ability to bind himself to vara, even to evil. In other words, this tree would give them a wisdom which would allow them to deviate from the center and to go to the right or go to the left, to go to an extreme, and that way bring themselves to the ra legamri, to a total evil. And this is why we found this tree was not in the center of the garden like the Eitz HaChayim. So we see from here that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he commanded man not to eat from that tree, it was his intention that man should be yosher, perfect, in the center, but not be drawn to the right or to the left. And therefore he told them, you may eat from all of the trees and the tree of life also, but not from the Eitz HaDaas. And this is what is written in Tehillim, Perichofei Posichof Aleph, Tom v'yesher yitzruni. You gave me Tom, Temimush, and Yosher. Yitzruni, they will guard me. Ki kivisicho, because I have trusted and hoped in you. Man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with a natural perfection, with an ability to be in the center, to be straight. And he gave him further a wisdom for this objective. We find two qualities, Tom v'Yosher, Yashrus and Temimus. What's the difference? The Maral explains, Temimus is mitzativai ubriosoi. Temimus is the natural ability that a person was imbued with, natural ability that a person was imbued with to see what is straight and what is crooked. Yosher is what a person can make straight through the chokhmah, through the wisdom he was given. And therefore David HaMelech wrote that when you created man, you created him Tom v'Yosher Yitzruni, that the temimus, the natural uprightness in him and his wisdom to be upright, they will guard him. They will guard him from going crooked. And kiki visicho, because they trust in you. This is what is written, Tomim tiye mashem elakecha. Place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the innate ability of man. And use your chokhmah, use your wisdom, and you will be able to walk in a straight path. And we find that these are the qualities of the Torah, HaKadosh. It says by the Torah, Torah's Hashem Temimo, Meshivas Nefesh. The Torah is Tam, it is perfect. It does not lean to the right or to the left. Therefore, it brings peace to the person. And then it states, Pekudei Hashem Yishorim Mesamchei Lev. The mitzvahs of the Torah are not only tam, but yishorim. They are upright. And therefore they bring joy to the person. The Torah is temimah, Meshivos Nefesh, and will bring peace to the person. the mitzvahs are yeshorim, yoshor, and they will bring simcha, mesamchei lev, joy to the person. Because the heart rejoices when it sees something perfect and straight. It is anguished when it sees something that is crooked. We find that these two qualities were by an individual who also was perfect. This was Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was known as the Shleimus of the Ovis, the perfection of the three Ovis. And by Yaakov it states, Yaakov Ishtam. He was a man of perfect uprightness, Ishtam, Yoshev Oholim. And he dwelled in the tents of Torah. Ishtam, the Tamimus, this was the one quality. Yoshev Oholim, and he dwelled in the tents of Torah, where he studied with his chokhmah, with his wisdom, to be even more upright. These are the two powers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued man with. An innate power to be straight, yoshor, and he was given a wisdom in order that he could see what is straight and what is crooked. And therefore Yaakov Avinu and his children, Yisrael, they were called Yeshurun. Yeshurun is from the word upright. And these powers, these qualities, bring man to the essence of life. That's why it states, V'atem hadvekim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. These are the qualities of Hashem. And they bring HaKadosh, they lead a person to Hashem, where he can bond himself with Hashem. And Hashem is the source of life, therefore it encompasses life. That's why the Gemara brings on Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu Lomesh. Yaakov never died. Either the Torah tells us he died. The Gemara says yes, but he still lives. He couldn't have died, not with these qualities. So this was the Eitz HaChayim B'Soch HaGan, in the center of the garden, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded man, Mikol Eitz HaGan Tochel, you shall eat from all of the trees, and these trees also. Now when it comes to the Eitz HaDas, Tevara'ah, this was just the opposite. This was a tree which would give man a wisdom, which would give him the ability to move away from the center and to bond himself with extremities, to bond himself to evil. And this is the opposite of the time of Yoshua. This tree gave the person the power to be marchik himself, to distance himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of life. Therefore this tree gave the person the power of mavis, of death. The further away a person distances himself from the life, the source of life, then the closer he comes to the absence of life. Vezu hamiso, and this is death. Now this level that man reached after eating from this tree is garua min habehema. This is brings man to a worse level than that of an animal, because an animal lacks all wisdom. Lacking all wisdom, There's not much good he can do, but there's not much evil he can do either. We can't find an animal who's capable of destroying a world. But a man who has the ability to bind himself to evil, and he has the wisdom, Eitz Hadas, the wisdom, then he can use that wisdom for evil. He's capable of destroying a world. Like we see that took place at that time, because when man ate it, it brought destruction to the world. From that day, Moves, death, came to the world. Now, let us go and try to understand a little about the serpent. The serpent was the one who brought Chava and Adam to eat from the tree. When the serpent came, and he enticed them to eat from the tree, again we have to realize that this wasn't just a little story. He came and he said, why don't you eat from this wonderful tree, this wonderful fruit, and finished. This was a far greater consequences. What the serpent actually was doing, he was moving the entire world away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that point, the world was anchored to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where man did not even possess the ability to pull himself away from center to the point of Eitz Hadas Tevara, to bind himself with evil. And man had the innate ability to bind himself only with the center of the garden. And the which represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. And this was the world, the whole world. When the serpent came and he enticed man, no, eat from this tree, what he was doing was moving the entire world away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, distancing the world from Hashem, and moving it to a side, and binding it to the Das of Tevara. The Maral says that since we see that the serpent did this right in the early moments of creation, this means that the serpent from the very beginning of creation was prone for such a job. He was mukhan for such a job. And this the Torah is maramis, the Torah subtly tells us right before this episode. It states in Perek Gimel in Bereishis, V'hanocho shoyo orum mikol chayes hasode asher osa Hashem Elokim. The serpent was orum. Now orum means wise. The serpent was wise, more wise than all of the animals of the field which Hashem had created. And then he came to the woman, Vayemer al Yishov af kiyom alekim leisehu mikol eitz agam. He came to the woman and he said, did Hashem tell you that you can't eat from all of the trees? The serpent was created different than all of the other animals. The sages tell us he was created greater than all of the other animals. He was greater in ability. He was greater in dimension. He was created, he alone was created upright, where he walked like a man, by all of the animals. And he was given more wisdom. And the reason for this, the Chazal tell us, because he was created as the Melech HaChayos. He was the king of all animal life. But what does it mean that he was Orum Mikol HaChayos? Orum means wisdom, but it means a specific type of wisdom. Armimus means a wisdom, not a wisdom that's mevakesh, the emes in the yesha. It's not a wisdom that searches for the truth. It's a wisdom that one uses to reach a certain goal, to reach a certain objective, regardless of what that goal might be. Whether that objective is good or whether that objective is not good. He uses his ability and his wisdom to reach what he wants to gain. This is what the word Armimus means, Orum. We have a similarity to this in Parshas Mishpotim, Perechof Aleph Posuk Yudalad. Bechiyozid ish al reihu lehorgei beormo. When a person plots, or when a person uses his shrewdness to murder a person, ormo orum, it's a wisdom which is used to plot, or a shrewdness. Now, this power was given to the serpent before man ate from the Eitz Hadas. A wisdom that could mislead a person to even bind himself to evil. Not the wisdom of the Yosher, which leads a person to that what is upright and perfect. And since this was the nature of the serpent himself, therefore he was attracted to the tree. And he wanted to move Chava to the tree, and Adam to the tree, and the whole world to the tree. Therefore, he came to Chava, and he said, did Hashem say that you cannot eat from the all of the trees of the garden? And she said, from the fruits of the garden we can eat. But from the fruits of the tree of the Eitz Hadas, there Hashem said we cannot eat. So the serpent came and said to the woman, you will not die. Because Hashem knows that when you will eat from this tree, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God himself, that will know good and evil. What did he tell her? He told her as follows, Rashi says. Kol um insane es b'nei um nosoi. A person who's a great artist, he cannot tolerate someone who is as great as him. En gibor mekane el gibor kamesoi. A person who is of great strength, he cannot tolerate someone who is of equal strength. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot tolerate someone who is of equal strength to him. Mina eitz ochal boresa olam. He ate from this tree, and that gave him the strength to create the world. And this is why he told you not to eat from the tree. because he does not want you to be as great. That's what he said, Ve'isem kelehim yedeh tovaro. Hashem knows that when you eat from this tree, you will be like him. Yetzrei Eilamos, you will also be able to create worlds. Batera isha kitev eitz lemachal, the woman saw, and she believed what the serpent said. And tov ha'eitz lemachal liyos kelehim. She believed him that this tree is so good, it'll make one like God. V'chitavuhu leinayim, and she believed him that this is so good, it will open one's eyes. Nifkachu einechem, opens one's eyes to be able to see things that they never saw before. It will bring new dimensions of wisdom. V'nechmara eitz lahaskil, and they will have the ability to even go and understand evil. And this she saw. And this is what the serpent was telling. So, what did she do? Vatikach mipirya vateichal. She took from the fruit and ate. Vatiten gam leisho. And she gave also to her husband. Ima vayechal, and he ate. It's interesting. She gave also to her husband. Why did she give to her husband? So Rashi brings, she didn't want where, in case she should die, he should be left in the world and he'll marry someone else. So she gave to him also. But what is gam? It says, she gave also to him, to man. Rashi brings, gam the rabbis behema v'chaya, that they gave to the animals also. The serpent was successful. With that, he had moved the whole world away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a level that did not exist before, to a level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want in the creation. A level of Yodea Da, a Yodea Tovara, where a person could free himself totally from the center and go to endless extremes of evil, which would ultimately bring death to the world. This was the ability here for man to destroy a world, was herewith given. This is why the sages call the serpent, the Nochosh, as the Mesi Sumediach. It wasn't a story where he merely enticed him to eat something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to eat. But they called him the Mesi Sumediach. Mesi Sumediach is the one who comes and persuades people to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to serve alien gods. He came and he convinced the world to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bind yourself up with alien gods. His role was to be totally diametrically opposed to man and God and destroy a world. Incidentally, the sages bring out something else also. What tool did he use to destroy man and bring a world away from God? He used the Keah HaLoshon, the power of Loshon Hora. But he went and he said, no, that's not why Hashem told you not to eat, because it might harm you. Hashem ate from the tree and created the world, and he does not want you to be as great as him. This is why he told you not to eat. He came and he spoke Lashon Hara, the evil tongue on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why the sages say that he was the source of the Mesis Umidiyah and the source of the Baal Lashon Hara, the source of the power in the world to bring a world away from Hashem, and the source of the power in the world to destroy with the tongue. Now, if the source of Amalek is linked to this serpent and to this H, to this tree, we find some stark similarities. Amalek came against Klal Yisrael. They were the first nation in the world. After Yisrael became a nation, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them out of Mitzrayim and through the Yam Suf to the Red Sea, they were the first to come to try to destroy Israel. And there was the Ambati. It states they cooled off. For everyone else, they opened the door for others to come also. And the Rosh, the greatest power in Amalek. Amalek comes from Esav, and this power was encompassed in Esav, who was the total contrary antithesis to Yaakov. But Esav had many children. The one that this power in particular went to was Haman. Haman was the greatest power of Amalek to conspire such a plot. And therefore, he also saw Mordechai, and he saw an Am Mordechai, a nation of Mordechai, Kol HaYehudi, and he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in his heart he plotted to kill Mordechai, to kill Kol HaYehudi, every last Jew in on the earth. La Hashmi the Habe La Abed La Hare La Abed is Kol HaYehudim Taf and Oshim, old and young, men and women, and by thereby destroying HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world is only because of Israel. Israel were the only ones that brought his Torah to the world, and they are the ones who testify to his presence in the world. In other words, he stood up to plot and to destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his world. And we see now what the Chazal mean, that there was a source of Haman mentioned in the Torah, Hamin Ha'etz, from this tree which I told you not to eat from. The serpent has enticed you to eat. And we see also
that he did it with his wisdom. He had an enormous plan. You think it's easy to come and to come to a king and convince him to kill millions of people? This was an enormous plot. And the plot was affected also through his keach hadibur, only through his speech. As it states in the Megillah in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Ches, Vayemer Haman LaMelech. Vayemer, Haman came and spoke to the king. Yeshnei am echod mefusa mefered. Beinu amin, bechol medina is malchusecho. There is a nation which is spread out and separated, different than all of the nations in your kingdom. V'doseim sheinis mikol am. And their customs and laws are different than all of the other nations of your kingdom. V'doseim melech einam osim. And they do not adhere to the laws of the king. V'la melech ein shovel anichom. And therefore it would be better if we would get rid of them, if we would annihilate them. But at the same time, just like we see that the power of Esav, contrary to him, is the power of Yaakov. Yaakov is the Tam v'Yoshua, where he has drawn the world to the Eitz HaChayim, to the center, the man of perfection. There were also the descendants of Yaakov, Mordechai Vester. And while Haman was trying to draw the world to the ultimate of evil, towards the Eitz Hadas Tevara, Mordechai and Esther were able to draw the world back towards the Eitz HaChayim. Now, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to the serpent because of this act? He told the serpent, Mido keneged Mido, we will do to you exactly what you wanted to do. You wanted to destroy a world. Therefore you will have no place in the world. This beautiful world which I created, you wanted to destroy it. You wanted to take it away from me. I will banish you from this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the serpent, this is in Pasuk Yud Dalet, Perek Gimel, Vayomer Hashem Elokim al Anochosh, Ki Asisa Zos, because you have done this, Oru Ata Mikol HaBehema, U'Mikol Chayas HaSodeh, you will not even have a place amongst the animals of the world. The sages tell us, the Gemara says in Masechta Seita, that before the serpent was the king of all the animals. He walked upright. He had great wisdom. He had luxuries. He was beloved by all of the wildlife. He was their king. You will not even have a place amongst the animals of the field. You will be cursed amongst them. If you ever notice that whenever you go into the field, you go into the game reserve, you'll see many different types of animals grouped together. You can see the springbok, you can see the zebras and so forth and so on, around the water hole. You'll never find another animal there when there's a snake there. The snake goes alone. He goes alone. It's interesting also, all animals use trails. They go in a straight line. A snake never uses a trail. He crosses the trail. Animals walk straight. The snake wiggles back and forth, constantly in crooked lines, like he took the world away from its uprightness and its straightness. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I made you like man where you stood upright. Al gechein cheselech,
I will cut off your legs where you will crawl on your belly.
You ate from the best in the world. Ofer teichal, kol yemei chayecho. You will eat from the dust of the earth all of the days of your life. What about your relationship with man, with woman? Ve'eva oshis bein mecho uveino isho. There will always be hatred. The nature of the woman will be to hate the snake. Bein zaracho bein zaro, and between your seed and her seed. And there will be war forever. Hu yeshuv choresh ba'atot tishufena okev. She will try, or her seed will try to crush your head. When you see a snake, you try to kill it. The Gemara says, Teiv shebenochoshim hareg. The best snake's killed. And you will try to bite her heel. You did not want my world that I created. You will have no place in it. Mora brings the Laosi Lovai in the world to come. Niskapsu kola chayes v'chola behemus. All animals will come and they will make a circle around the nochash, around the serpent. And they will look at him and say, why are you different than all of us? Ari deris v'zeichel, zeiv, ari teire v'eichel, zeiv deris v'eichel. The lion kills but to eat. The wolf kills but to eat. Animals don't destroy for the sake of destruction. Ato mahano yeshlocho. But you, what kind of benefit do you have from biting? You don't kill to eat. You bite for the sake of biting. And the Maral says, that's the nature of the snake. Because it states, Vatot teshufeno, okay, you will bite the heel of man. He will bite who he can. What kind of hanor do you have? HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed the snake from his world. This is contrary to the nature of the world. Incidentally, the snake gives a good answer. He says, what are you so surprised about me? My Yisra Netzel Bala Loshen? Why is it different than man who speaks Loshen Hora? That's the same quality. If you steal because you have some gain from it, if you eat something you should because you have some gain, but you speak Loshen Hora, you destroy a person with your tongue, what gain did you have from it? And that came from the serpent. That deviation came also from the serpent. This we find also, the onesh, the punishment that was dealt out to Amalek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you came to destroy my world. You came to take my world away from me. This was Amalek and this was Haman. Therefore, Vayemer Hashem, Emche Zeker Amalek, I will destroy Amalek in totality. Days when the Melech HaMashiach will come, we will totally destroy Amalek, Milchoma Dor Dor. I will always be at war against this nation. When Balak hired Bilam This is in Parshas Bullock. To bless Klal Yisrael. And he wasn't able to. Excuse me, to curse Klal Yisrael, but he wasn't able to. Instead, he gave them brochas. And finally, in exasperation, Bullock told him to go home. So Bilam said, let me give you a few prophecies for the future. So in Perichov Dalet, Posuchov, he said, Vayares HaMolek. So Bilam looked, and he saw in the future, he saw Amolek. Vayisa Moshalai, Mishalai Vayemar. So he said a parable. Reishis Goyim Amolek. Amolek represents the Reishis Goyim, the very origin of the nations of the world who are against Hashem and Israel. But their end will be total annihilation. Rashi explains, Reishis Goyim Amolek, Hu Kodam Es Kulam Lehilochim Yisrael. He was the one who came first to war with Israel. And he served as a beginning for others to follow, because he was the one who cooled off the water. Once they saw that he could make war against Israel, others followed. But his end will be total annihilation. So Rashi says, as it states, Timcha Ezechra Molech. I will eradicate the remembrance of Amalek. There's another emes in this prophecy. There's another subtle inference when it states Reishis Goyim Amalek, that Amalek is the origin of those who stood up against Israel. We're going back to the original origin. Amalek drew its power from the very creation of the world, from the Eitz Hadas and the Nochosh, the serpent and the Eitz Hadas that came to destroy a world. Also interesting to note that in the Megillas Esther we find that after Haman had decided to plot against Israel and to destroy them totally, he still was depressed because he saw how he was being raised up to such great heights, and he was invited to Esther's party, and only he and the king were invited. But every time he walked by Mordechai, and he wouldn't kneel and he wouldn't bow, this depressed him terribly. So he came and he spoke to his family about it and his wife. And what did they tell him? In Perikei Posuk Yud Dalid, it states, Vatemel Ezeris Ishte V'chol Ayavom Yasu Eitz Gevei Hamishim Amo. They said, why don't you build an eitz? Build a tree. Gevei Hamishim Amo, which is 50 amos high, very, very high. And in the morning go to the king and get the king to hang Mordechai on the tree. And Haman liked the idea and he went and he made this tree. Then it comes again in Perek Vov Posik Dalet, that night the king couldn't sleep and he heard someone and he said, Mi bechotzer, who's in the courtyard? And Haman had come to the chotzer, to the courtyard, to speak to the king, to lead Mordechai to to hang Mordechai on the tree which he made for him. So again, the tree. Then we have in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes, that when at the second party of Esther, she revealed to the king her danger, who was trying to kill her and her people. And she said, Haman, this evil man. And the king became enraged. So Harvona, who was one of the servants before the king, he interjected. There's the tree which Haman made for Mordechai, who spoke so good about the king. He's standing in the house of Haman. And the king said, hang him up there on that tree. So again, the tree. And then again, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, no, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Zayin, the king Ahasuerus told Esther and Mordechai, he said, I've given to you the house of Haman, I gave to Esther. And he I hanged on the tree. So again, the tree. What else do you want? And then again, we find in Pos in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, that Esther requested from the king that they should be able to fight for another day. And then she requested. She said, "Beisaseres b'nei Haman," that he reports who was killed, and also the 10 children, the 10 sons of Haman. What would you like now? So she said, "Beisaseres," that you shall take the 10 children, the 10 sons of Haman. And you shall hang them on the tree. So we see many, many times this tree keeps coming back. Rashi in Masechta Chulin, when the Gemara asks, Haman min ater minayin, where do we see Haman is mentioned in the Torah? And the Gemara brings the Pasuk Amino Eitz, from this tree which I told you not to eat from, did you eat? So Rashi says, from this tree, Yitla Ala Eitz. This is an inference to Haman from another aspect also. Because Haman is going to be the one that his downfall will be through the tree. He and his 10 sons, they will all be hanged on the tree. So we find that just like the serpent enticed Adam and Chava in the world to come and taste from this tree. And through this he had all kind of plots. Well, he would become a great and mighty king. And through this tree he was destroyed and banished from the world. We find in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote in the Torah, Hamin ha'etz, is it from the tree that I told you not to eat from? You have eaten. Hamina etza shetzivisichi levil piachol mimeno acholto. There Hamin, Haman's name is written to tell us two stories. That Haman drew his power from the tree, and with that He used the ability of the tree to destroy a world, but in the end the tree destroyed him. Sof Yitlo Ala Eitz. In the end, he and his 10 sons were hanged on the tree. So this is the story of Haman, and this is the story of Amalek. They came to destroy Israel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Milchoma Amalek Dor Dor, I will have an everlasting war with Amalek forever until I have eradicated them from the world. This is the power of enticing a world, moving a world away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bind them with evil. We see two principles: that man inherited the power to go to the furthest extremities of evil, to the point with his wisdom he can destroy a whole world. And this Haman was on the brink of, and we have seen this in our own generations. We saw it in the form of a Hitler, we saw it in the form of nuclear weapons. This is far greater than an animal with no wisdom. An animal couldn't do this. But the second principle we see is Bisof Ha'emes Yigover. But in the end, it was Yaakov that ruled over Esau. It was Mordechai ve'Esther that ruled over Haman. And the same tree that they want to use to destroy a world with, or that he wanted to use, this will be the source of his own death, his own downfall. May we all be zeichet to have a chag, to have a Purim Shameach, and we should see for Klal Yisrael Yeshuais v'nechamos Yisrael l'chol eilam. Thank you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.